Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and normal balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers Van Girl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
And he is a lying fucking cunt. I've had to listen to this dickhead, who's my boss.
Hi, how you doing?
Rant about fucking the bullshit JJ Stoner pulls out of his fucking ass to the point where I'm fucking sick of it. Now he's involved for me. The guy can fucking run under a bus and die. And I will shed a fucking tear. He is a useless, worthless cunt.
Now that I got you on the line, you're actually listening, and we're being, like, you know, for real now. Alright, I haven't listened in a while, and Saturday was the first time I did. When did you get a new chair and stop having a squeaky piece of shit sit under you?
I got a new chair. Who wants to sit in it?
It's equivalent to a radio food fight. That's what it is. It's just, for no reason, you all have to still go to the same school. So you guys keep fighting, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to be in homeroom with each other, all right?
Who's in the Chairs canceled 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com.
Brain Stew, Dutch and Royce, The Cousin Joe Show. In the traditions of these great internet radio shows about fighting back against the odds, More Like Radio presents another milestone in internet radio history. 360 on 420.
Dead babies? What the fuck is a dead babies?
He's not supposed to sound like he likes it.
It's
not funny, that's good. What happened?
They've been laughed at, picked on, and otherwise put down.
Oh, no, no, that? Shut up. I don't want to hear you on your shitty mic. You know what? Time out. 15
I
minutes.
Don't have a shitty mic. You finish.
15 minutes, Nord. Time out. No microphone talking. okay? Stoner and T3, enforce it. Because I'm sick of hearing... All right? Let's get a good Xbox, Mike.
They don't have the talent or the funds, but they've got the gold.
That's right. Use my shit for a promo.
It's time for the odd to get even. 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight. Their time has come. Only on morelikeradio.com. Dead babies.
I drink to that.
Balls up, motherfucker. I love the array of lighters that just went off. It was like,
I can't believe that that's the first time we've ever pantomimed Poindex during the violin.
Me and Rock were sitting here doing. If you've ever seen Revenge of the Nerds, that's where we got that from. And yeah, we did the whole little like back and forth deal.
Pantomime the whole fucking thing with the fucking fiddle.
It's good fucking times.
Hell yeah.
That was awesome.
Dead motherfucking babies again.
God. Indeed.
Dead motherfucking babies.
What's up? Cornax is here. Ham is here.
And my mom.
What the fuck are you?
You can smoke weed there, man. Just like blow it out the window.
Yeah, but not. I'm not supposed to do it inside, though.
Doesn't matter. She won't know what she's smelling.
It's true. So she's not awake, so it's all good.
Yeah. Well, like, are you allowed to burn incense, man? Like, that's what I used to do.
No.
Actually, no.
Incense is for the devil.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it is. I forget all them Mormon wacky ways or whatever the fuck they do. I don't know. Weirdos.
I ain't trying to have my son be a little witch.
But what's up, folks? 360 on 420, July 22nd, 2013.
Edition.
Having fun.
Yeah. Got a lot of shit.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, we just usually show up and just fuck off and... I
think they know what to expect.
Yeah.
And what not to expect.
Our presence is what our show content is.
We ooze excellence. Is that what we're saying?
I piss excellence.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. We're a productive little bunch this week. Slash an hour before the show. first break, y'all have another crack to make fun of our production value and quality. Rock Piss promo is done, folks. I don't know what to
you
say.
You might want to, like, I don't know, like, when it comes to, like, doing all the cool stuff that you know how to do with the audio.
Yeah.
Is there a way to take the chipmunky sound and turn it, like, half a notch down?
Not as we go right now.
That was still up.
Okay.
We can tweak it.
Well,
okay. That would be my one thing to say.
We can tweak
it. But it sounded great otherwise.
Yeah. Like, we did, what was it, 3 takes on it? On the fucking long line of horse shit? But anyways, that'll come up first break. You'll fucking get to make fun of our fucking shit again. And, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Comic-Con.
Nerdfest.
The only thing I know about Comic-Con is... Well, the only thing I paid attention to about Comic-Con was April O'Neil's Instagram.
Like, that's every day, though. Like, this is not...
I don't pay attention every day.
Yeah, but Comic-Con happens, like, once
just
a year.
Every day she puts something up.
Well, twice, considering the East and the West Coast.
And you don't see her as April O'Neil every day.
I could if I went back to her Instagram from last year.
Well, yeah.
And the year before that.
You can go back to it.
And the year before that.
And
the year before that.
The new things blossomed.
Now, what if she did a porn as April O'Neil? And a Ninja Turtle.
And got railroaded by 4 Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
That would be the only porn DVD I ever considered buying.
You would purchase that? I would be. I'd be purchasing.
But what if I told you that the Turtles would be played by black dudes in green face?
Who's paying attention to the turtles in that?
I mean, you gotta look at something.
Yeah, I know what I'm looking at.
But, I don't know, I saw some cool shit from Comic-Con. Like, Walking Dead trailer. Okay. I don't know, did y'all catch that?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, it did.
Yes? D'Angelo Barksdale is a motherfucking beast. That's all I'm going to say.
Pamperish.
D'Angelo Barksdale, or whatever he's going to be, slash Army Medic, is going to be fantastic in this next season.
Armageddon.
Just from the motherfucking like promo, I could tell he's going to play an integral part of the whole next season. Fantastic shit.
I did find it interesting that they didn't show the governor at all.
Yeah.
Or Woodbury.
I'm kind of hoping
they mention.
Yeah, they'll mention it, but they've strayed so far away from the comic at this point. I'm not sure what to like get ready for. Like honestly, I hope Negan just shows up out of nowhere. That'd be awesome. You don't read the comics, you don't know who Negan is. You're going to have fun when you get to that part.
No, I don't.
Let's put it this way. If you think the governor's a shithead and mean, you know nothing. Negan is going to fucking destroy when they get to TV.
But, so, who's going to cut off Rick's hand, or is that even happening at this point?
Governor is going to cut Rick's hand off episode 4 or 5 of the next season. That's my guess. It's going to fucking happen.
I did notice, I don't know if you saw it, but in the trailer, Rick had his hand wrapped up pretty good.
Yep, and you know what? As soon as I said it, I was like, I was right. Fuck you, motherfuckers, I was right.
You weren't right.
Rick's going to lose his fucking hand.
You said before
he has an injured hand. An injured hand is different from a...
Before the prison scene ends, he is going to lose that motherfucking hand. Now, the day that they leave the prison and his hand's still intact will be the day that you could talk shit against me. Until then... Fuck you, Rick's losing his hand.
You know, you're...
Okay, now we have a definitive line. It's on air.
It is.
Your Nostra Stoner predictions are worse than Valve announcements.
It's not hard to predict this.
You keep pushing them back and back
No. I said during the prison sequence. You could even pull the audio from the first time. Good luck finding it. Needle in a haystack here, but I'm telling you, Rick's going to lose his hand.
All I know is he was going to lose his hand at some point last season.
Governor, it's this season.
At some point last
this
season,
might as well be the
no,
same
I'm
season.
Saying that I'm saying that the last time this was brought up, it was gonna happen sometime last season, mid last season, and then it was gonna happen at the end of last season.
But
you were gonna bitch,
but they
put
didn't.
Up a fit, and they didn't.
Look, you haven't read the comics, you wouldn't understand.
And now it's gonna happen.
You wouldn't understand.
The fourth episode.
If you read the comic, you would understand.
You're right. If I read the comic, I would understand
why
you bitch so much about it.
No, why I'm saying that Rick's going to lose his hand during the prison sequence. Okay, that's the only little line that I'm changing. And honestly, I said it that time.
As long as they haven't left the prison, it's still up there.
It's still in play. His fucking hand is going.
And I'm
going
to laugh my ass off when they don't take his hand during the prison
fucking
sequence.
Hand is going, or I'm murdering Robert Kirkman. No allegedly here either. Fuck that shit. I will murder whisker-bearded motherfucking Robert Kirkman.
I just spaced off right after the Raw.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking he's going to murder me if it doesn't happen.
No, if he...
Because I'll be sitting here when it doesn't happen.
He's going to lose his motherfucking hand, I'm telling you now. Spoiler alert, it's going to happen.
Should I be over here to watch it here so I can protect the dog when it doesn't
happen?
I don't know.
I could kick puppies now. If I can't get to Kirkman, I'm going to kick puppies. What's up? And kittens.
Only thing that dog's good for is a hostage.
Yeah. A hostage and fucking...
A hostage against whatever it is you're pissed off about.
Yeah, and shitting in my neighbor's yards. That's my new favorite thing because there's worms in it now.
Right.
So I just take wormy puppy shit and just put it over in their yard. And just look at them with my shirt off. My man tits.
That's all right. We'll get her out here a little later, and I'll take care of some more worms.
So every time you come over, she shits worms the next day. What are you doing when I walk out of this room?
At least they're dead.
No, they're alive when they come out.
You said the first one was dead.
Well, it was dead when I got to it. But
well, it was dead.
The one that I saw shit out, you know,
who cares?
Friday morning.
It was dead. We're attributing it to beer.
Well, okay. But I don't think she has any more. We gave her treatment. So she's got eggs in her.
They're taken care of.
Yeah.
Apparently, my dog gets worms from laying out in the grass all day.
Yeah.
She got in a fight with a skunk yesterday morning.
Who won? It looked
like apparently the skunk.
Does your dog stink?
I walked in the house, late this morning. I walk in, dad's up, and I walk in and just into the room, and it just stinks. And I didn't. at first I didn't even attribute it to skunk smell.
He's like, Dad, you got some great weed,
damn,
man.
What the fuck?
Holy Whoa. Shit. Can we get high?
What the hell is that? I go back and the dog's outside just looking all dejected and like,
let me inside. I want to sit on the couch.
Against the fence. Didn't even acknowledge me walking up. I was like, all right, something's wrong. Dad's like, you smell that when you walked in? Yeah. Early this morning, taking her out for a walk. Stop. She sees a skunk and just bolts after it. Apparently, she bit it. Yeah. She's got skunk in her mouth.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all over her face and in her mouth. I'm like, ah, oh, that's...
She had her shots.
It sounds like a great porno, but it's not.
I know.
She got skunk in her face.
Skunk face.
She bit it and it went all over her face and mouth.
Apparently she grabbed a hold of it. She's like, man, you're my bitch, skunk.
Boss Hog, is it the Jerry Lawler WWE puppies you'll kick? No. It's a little nigger bitch that lives in my house now.
Hammy is all about that Superman Batman movie.
Fuck yeah. I mean, everyone should be.
Fuck yeah, because it's Superman Batman. Fuck you guys.
I'm not saying. Hey.
What did I say?
Hey.
Fuck you guys.
I just said Hammy was all about it because he's obviously all about it. He posted it up on Facebook and now he's in a chat talking about it in all caps, nonetheless. I'm gonna reserve judgment. I'm gonna make sure.
Now,
I still haven't even seen Man of Steel.
From what I... It's all right.
Either have I.
It's okay. I watched a cam.
I'm not going to watch a cam.
Movie.
I'm not watching...
No, they got a good version out now.
I'm not watching a cam.
They got a good version out now.
I don't like cams.
I don't give a shit. I'm not watching a cam.
Wait 6 more months. Have fun.
You know, most of the DVD rips are dark enough. Cam is way too dark.
I enjoyed it. Wasn't that bad.
That's because you're used to... dealing with your free cam. Shit and watching cams. I can't. Oh, that was tacos.
Yeah, It smells like it.
Yeah,
it hit me. I was like, man.
I guess from now on, I'll put the mic on the other side of me. Yeah. Is that what you want?
I don't know. It would probably be a good idea.
Well,
fucking
if I do
tacos and Coors Light.
If I do that, then the farts are going in your direction.
Yeah, no, we'll keep it over here. I can deal with tacos and Coors Light, not the other end of tacos and Coors Light.
And Red Bull. Don't forget Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the sprinkles.
This is the excellent mixture.
But, like, all right, didn't they just say that it was the Superman sequel and Batman was just going to have, like, something in it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be... I don't think it's going to be a full crossover.
Yeah. Like, I kind of paid attention to Comic-Con shit, but...
I'm curious who the new Batman's going to be.
I don't... As long
yeah,
as
I am also curious to that. My thought...
Bring
the
back
I guess
Val
Hammy,
Kilmer.
I can't
Bring
speak
back
him,
Val Kilmer.
I couldn't hear what either one. All I heard was Val Kilmer.
Bring back Val Kilmer. As long as he can lose some fucking weight.
Eh.
No, I didn't like
just,
Val Kilmer.
I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm fucking kidding. How about Michael Keaton again?
Well, I didn't know.
You know what? I like Keaton.
I like Keaton's Batman.
Keaton was in the best one. I will argue that all day long.
Which
out of
one,
all
two?
Of them. One. One.
First one.
Returns?
Jack Nicholson.
1989 Batman.
Yes, sir. That one.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
With MC Hammer music video.
That was not MC Hammer. I believe it was Prince, wasn't it?
It might have been Prince. Who gives a shit?
It was
They're
Prince.
Both niggers.
Yes, from the Dark Knight Returns comic, which is awesome.
Okay. Fair enough. But yeah, I'm curious who it's gonna. You really think it's gonna be?
It's not gonna
Gordon
be
Levitt.
Levitt. Why would they fucking end it with setting him up to be fucking Robin, and then fucking come back with him as Batman? Why?
No,
I don't.
Because.
Explain it to me. Then.
It would be him because he's not so much supposed to be Robin within that mythos as. He's supposed to be, you know, the new Batman.
I think
it's they skipped Robin, they skipped Nightwing, and he just became Batman.
I think people are reading way too into the end of Dark Knight.
First
Returns.
Off, we need Nightwing.
Or Rises. Yeah, Rises.
We need Nightwing and we need Robin.
Yeah, I mean I could do without Robin. I never really cared for Robin. But
yeah. Nightwing's okay.
We need Nightwing at least.
As many iterations of there has been of Batman, I don't think I'll be able to get past Chris O'Donnell as Robin. To deal with another one.
Yeah.
I mean, now if Robin had been in all of them and there'd been different Robins, just like different Batmans, I might be able to be okay with a new one. But I see another Robin, and I'm not gonna be able to get that acrobatic piece of shit out of my head. I mean, I know Nolan's confirmed that they're entirely separate universe, but that's another reason why I think everybody's reading way too much into what was quote unquote set up at the end of Dark Knight Rises with Gordon Levitt. I think it's just one of Nolan's
quirks
to end his shit, leave it open for interpretation.
He has to have some kind of time warp in it. Fucking Memento.
Yeah.
Not much else at Comic-Con.
It's not so much Christopher as it is Jonathan.
All right. Now, Comic-Con's been kind of quiet this year compared to some others, man. Like, there wasn't that one thing that I was like, oh my god.
This probably didn't show up in Comic-Con, although everybody familiar with the rumors of Boondock Saints 3? I mean,
I've heard some things, but I'm not entirely familiar with them, so go.
I don't know that I'm really that excited for a third Boondock Saints.
Two was so bad that it made me not want another one.
Two was not all that bad.
Two was bad.
No, because you went into it thinking about the first one. The first one was amazing.
The first one's top 10 movie.
The first is just amazing.
Top 5,
the
arguably.
The second is not as bad as people make it out to be. The problem is he raised the bar way too high with the first one. You can't top it. And you're certainly not going to top it with trying to add some kind of love interest or something like that.
No.
Now, the rumors are Willem Dafoe they're trying to get Willem Dafoe back, reintroduce his character for the third one.
Reedus is hot now, though. Like, Reedus could,
yeah.
Like...
Oh, yeah. Reedus could do just about anything.
He could show up in any movie, go, hey, and that's his only line, and it'll sell millions.
Right. And Reedus is where it's going to be at. The problem is Flannery's kind of...
Yeah.
He's kind of gotten... shed the image of McManus.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you've watched any Dexter.
Yeah.
He's in the new season of Dexter.
Which one?
He's Deborah's boss at the
that guy.
That's McManus.
Right. See, when you say McManus, I think of Oz.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like, that guy would not play that part. There's this strong rumor that he's heard is Armie Hammer, the Lone Ranger, from the Lone Ranger movie, is considered to be the next Batman. We'll not know until they fucking decide to get off their ass and shoot it. But...
And seriously, did anybody really watch Lone Ranger?
No.
Does anybody really want to?
No.
No. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of fucking...
I don't want to watch it, but I know that old women do.
I don't give a shit about anything.
Johnny Depp is... Come on.
I am sick and tired of Johnny Depp being the supporting character, yet being the focus of his movies.
He has a fucking bird on his head.
Well, I mean, alright, how are you going to make... One, how are you going to make a Lone Ranger movie where the main focus, the big draw, is Tonto?
Yeah. Well, was the point.
How are you going to make an Alice in Wonderland live-action movie where the main focus is the Mad Hatter?
I think that was the whole point of that movie, was to make Tonto a little bit better, like, as opposed to the side... You know.
But that's not why I want to watch the Lone Ranger. You watch the Lone Ranger for the Lone Ranger.
But you can't have Johnny Depp in a movie not playing the main role. It's not possible.
You most certainly
go back. Go back through his career.
Can.
What has he played secondary that ever?
He's had some secondaries. I'm not gonna. I don't.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Main.
I mean, I can't.
Titanic.
21 Jump Street.
There you go.
Was he in Titanic?
Was he? I don't know. He might as well be. He's the ship.
No, he's not in Titanic.
Yeah, you're thinking of the other.
Oh, I'll give a shit. They all fucking move in, the retards.
I'm sick of it. I don't want him being a fucking supporting actor, supporting character, and being the, you know, perceived as the star. Now, granted, he wouldn't have been a good Lone Ranger. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
That would have sucked major nuts.
I just want him to stop doing...
It sucked a lot like that Witch Wonka thing.
I just want him to stop doing guitar solos with Manson. Like, stop it. You're not a fucking, you know, guitar god. You're fucking Johnny Depp. Like, you make panties wet, but you don't need to go overboard and get out there with Manson.
And even that's arguable now. Shave your fucking face.
He does have a patchy, stubbly beard, doesn't he?
Like, yeah,
Hammy's jumping all over. Depp was not in Titanic.
It's about what I could grow. That's why I don't grow a beard.
I
feel like Hammy has no right to talk movies.
I like to throw out misinformation just to fucking enrage nerds. I mean, no offense to nerds, but it's just fucking fun to, like, you know.
Alright, yeah, moving on. How about Avengers 2?
The Age of Ultron?
Yeah. Ultron. Ultron.
Yes.
So
I'm excited for S.H.I.E.L.D. the show.
The show
looks fantastic.
If you're going on with this being the main focus, villain focus being Ultron, what kind of part is Thanos playing in it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going
to
be?
I thought we were supposed to have like a Thor movie. Another fucking...
Oh, yeah, there's...
There's like two or three movies before we actually get that, right?
Yeah, there's a Thor 2.
Yeah.
A Cap 2.
Yeah, I could go... I'll take that.
A second Cap. I think they were talking about one more new, that quote, new IP. Another movie.
If they try and do a Black Widow movie, I'm murdering somebody.
No, they won't do a Black Widow. They won't.
No, that chick is horrible, dude.
Yeah.
I know they were talking... Doctor Strange,
because like the
no, I think he's gonna be after.
I thought he was supposed to be in Phase 2.
I know that.
No, I believe he's phased.
The show looks fantastic. The Shield.
Yes, it does.
Like, and then apparently they showed the first episode, and
at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Did you hear what was better about that? In my opinion. Was the play up to that where the guy came up to the mic and was like, can we see a clip of it? And he's like, well, for legal reasons, we can't do that. So instead, we'll show you the whole first episode.
The entire place just goes, whoosh! Every nerd in the room just came.
Yeah, basically.
But, I fucked up and read the, like, description of what happened. And I'm really intrigued with, like, one of the last lines that they said. I won't say it here in case you care, but...
Thank you, I do.
Yeah. It fucking adds a new twist into...
The last lines of what?
The last lines of that episode.
Oh.
And then, like, the dude comes out, and I guess he said, oh, you wait till episode 2.
Yeah.
There isn't... They're fucking... No, there's not a Black Widow movie. Fuck that. I want nothing to do with it.
I don't think there's gonna end up being one.
I don't believe virgins. You have to have sex for me to believe you.
I because they try to get laid.
Yeah, you're lying. You're just trying to get in my panties. Ew. Yuck.
I am fucking porn dog.
My fucking shit-stained thong. But,
yeah, because that wasn't disturbing at all.
Yeah. Tater Tot says, what do you think about Vin Diesel as the Vision?
The Vision.
I don't think Vin Diesel needs to do anything. That's what I think.
Well, Vin Diesel's going to be in a Marvel movie. That has happened. It's going to happen.
I just think Vin Diesel needs to have his head crushed.
Vin Diesel's going to die in a fire.
That would be terrific.
So you guys don't care about the new Riddick movie?
Yeah.
I like Riddick. I like the Riddick storyline.
Yeah. Like, okay. That's the only movie he's good in. Fast and the Furious.
Well,
fuck
they're doing
yourself.
A new one.
Like, fuck yourself on that.
I like anything cars. So go fuck yourself.
Of course you do.
Yeah. You know what? Pedophiles like cars too.
No, pedophiles like vans that blast Christmas music
and sell ice cream. Oh, I'm just fucking with you. I'm having fun. We're having fun.
I think ice cream van should have the sign on the back, must stay back like 500 feet.
Yeah. Pedophile inside, keep children away. Let's sell ice cream, and they can't come in. They're breaking the order, man. I'm not responsible.
I think Vin Diesel would make a better Cable than a Vision.
Yeah.
I can't visualize Cable with hair, or Vin Diesel with hair, or Cable without hair.
Okay.
No, I will not accept Cable without hair.
And what about Vin Diesel with hair? I don't.
What about Dolph Lundgren?
Dolph, if he wasn't Cable. So fucking old, maybe they can do the same effects they do for Stallone.
Well, I don't even care. Keep him old, man. Cable's from the future.
All right, that's fair. He is battle worn, and. Yeah.
And he has like half a face is electronic anyway.
That could work. Yeah. That could work.
I want Dolph.
But you got to remember, whoever you cast as Cable, you're inevitably going to want them to be teamed up with Ryan Reynolds to do a Cable Deadpool movie.
No, you know what? I think Statham should do Deadpool.
Just what? Not Ryan Reynolds.
The only thing Ryan Reynolds has gotten is the vocal delivery.
You just fucked with my head when you made him Green Lantern and Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, stop it. It's along the same lines as Chris Evans is both Captain America and Human Torch. Thanks for not being separated able to bring Fantastic Four in.
He's still separated it, though. Like, you didn't really notice him because he had a completely different
If you want to get technical, Ryan Reynolds is also in Blade Trinity playing a character.
Hannibal, yeah.
So, I mean, like, how many fucking Ryan Reynolds superheroes can we have?
Well, it wouldn't be any more. He still played Deadpool already.
The point is they'd have to completely reboot Deadpool. And why do you keep doing shit that you have to reboot?
Very true.
They fuck it up.
Like that, when they took his mouth away, that just fucking killed it for me.
It just hurt. It hurt.
Yeah, it really did. I'm sorry. I understand that's supposed to be Deadpool, but it's not he can't fucking talk. And speaking
that's the whole point.
Speaking of Deadpool,
are we going there?
Speaking of
don't
Deadpool,
don't fucking go there.
Nah, I want to go there. I want to hear JJ Stoner Deadpool review.
You want my Deadpool non spoiler review?
Yes,
fuck,
please.
Fuck non spoilers. Just go.
It's garbage.
I disagree.
It's garbage. All right, here's why. Number one, when you make a game, do not make the last level a glaring example of everything wrong with your fucking game. That's what I'm saying. Writing? Terrific. If you love Deadpool humor and comedy, and that's all you care about, play the fucking game. It's
look,
awesome.
Man,
you're going to have a terrific time. But if you're in it to play a polished game that doesn't fucking irritate you, that you don't think that shit is overpowered and underpowered, that fucking programming glitches aren't just too abundant, that you can't walk down a hallway without seeing something that irritates you. It looks like a PlayStation 2 game at times. Let's see here. But yeah, like, just, it's...
But,
it's,
no. See, game. I would be on board for the writing. Like you said, the whole, if you're a Deadpool guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if it's a steaming pile of dog shit of a game. I think it's gonna be hilarious to play.
Well, yeah, you're not gonna be disappointed. If that's what you're in it for, you're gonna enjoy it.
And
that's the whole point of it.
You cannot look at me and tell and say I oversold the game.
I didn't say you oversold it.
I'm just saying
I'm just saying I'm allowed to voice an opinion.
You got to play the game for free. Yeah. I played half of it for you.
Yeah. What's your point? Because the game is so fucking unplayable. Like, enemies should not take that much goddamn damage.
No, they shouldn't.
I'm sorry. And you can't even sit here and say that's not an issue with that game.
I'm saying
that's
a complete
fucking issue. Like, all right, let's think of this in chess, all right? A pawn comes up, should not take as much damage as a fucking rook. You understand what I'm saying?
But in chess, they both take the same amount of damage.
Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
One hit.
I'm just saying, like, size-wise.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I get that it's one hit. It should be one hit and done. But I should not shoot at a low-level, low-level the lowest denominator of
there
enemy.
There was a lot that wasn't
and
great.
I shouldn't
about
have to hit it 50 fucking times to get it to die.
The gameplay was not nearly as bad as you say as you claim it to be.
It didn't work.
The
that
camera did suck. The aiming sucked.
Yeah.
Badly. You're just terrible at combo games.
I hate combo games.
Because you don't like I don't like doing combos
either. I don't like
hitting
either.
I don't like button mashers either, but yeah. you have no sense of hesitation
no.
when it comes to
I'm fucking
hack and slash
barrel
combos.
In the room, kill everything, done.
And that's why if you were able to pause for a second and utilize the counterattack,
it would have mattered.
I think you would have been okay.
The fucking little small enemies still take too much damage.
Yes, they do.
And
they
then
do.
And then
but
look, you'll come up to a boss or a mini boss and you hit it three times and it dies.
No.
Yeah.
There was no mini boss where you
Vertigo.
Hit it. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even look at that as an actual mini boss.
No, I'm talking that is a mini boss.
No,
get the
it
fuck
isn't.
Out of here.
Vertigo was attack on. Like, yeah, that
doesn't matter. It's still a mini boss situation. It's not a normal fucking enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, have I spoiled anything for you, No Doors? Like,
no.
All right, and I'm sad. You're gonna
Other
enjoy.
Other than
it.
Like Vertigo being in the game, but
yeah.
that's not really a spoiler too
yeah.
much. I don't think.
I mean, fucking Wolverine's in it. Whoops. But, like,
yeah, you're... that's like the spoiler that boy gave me the other day about Judgment. Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking. Yeah.
He's in it.
Oh, Marcus is in it. It's like, yeah, all right, terrific.
Great.
But yeah, you're going to enjoy it if you're in it for Deadpool. But if you're in it for a polished game that isn't going to irritate the shit out of you at certain points...
There are certain points that are very irritating. Yeah. However, push through them because the humor definitely carries it.
Yeah.
Like, it's... it. One of the things I was afraid of when I first thought about it is, like, the whole... point of Deadpool's one-liner type humor, I didn't think it'd be able to carry through the whole game. But it fucking does.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. $20
See,
price tag.
I knew it could be done if you had the right writer.
Yeah, don't spend any more than 20 bucks on it.
It's fucking
period.
Hilarious.
Like, or go to GameStop and rent it and take it back in 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could totally beat it.
You'll finish it in 2 days.
Yeah.
I finished it in 2 days. And I played through it, I guess, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, counting on mine.
Yeah. I mean, I brought it over here. Let JJ have it. He starts playing through a little bit. And... you know, I hear him complaining. This camera sucks. This camera's kind of garbage. I'm sitting here while he's playing it the first time. This camera's kind of garbage, but he's playing. He's powering through. And then I go home. Next day, I get a tweet. I get a DM, and it's just like, "This game fucking sucks. I'm done with it. Come get it. Come get it." So I come back, and I look at where he's at, and I'm like, dude, you've barely gotten anywhere in it. Like, you're barely halfway through. He's like, well, I'm done with it. I can't even fucking play it anymore. It's just god-awful.
It is.
So, I had to play the game for him just so he could see
just so
the
he
funny
could change
shit.
My opinion on it with the writing.
All I wanted you to be able to see was the funny shit that was in it because you couldn't power through to
it's
it.
It's got funny shit, but it's a terrible game.
She is getting
the little puppy has barricaded in the boys' room because he has the deal of he can stay up as long as he watches the puppy. Well, he wasn't watching the puppy, and the puppy knocked the trash can over.
Actually, I saw it.
That
that's terrific.
Got
that
some
puppy
ingenuity.
Wants out here. Yeah, that's a smart puppy.
Yeah.
Watch that trash can's going down again.
Better not.
It don't matter how far you put it in that corner, it's coming back down.
Compare it to BioShock Infinite.
You want me to compare it to... I can't
compare it to a good game. Pick a good game
and
compare
it. I can't compare it to BioShock because BioShock is a completely different game and is amazing.
What could you compare it to?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of... I put it... as maybe a combination of Ultimate Alliance and Devil May Cry.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not quite, you know, it's that third person hack and slash that Devil May Cry is. It's not quite the top down that Ultimate Alliance is.
Yeah.
But it's along the same lines.
Yeah. I give it a 6.
I mean, Ultimate Alliance was okay.
I gave Ultimate Alliance an 8.
Well, I mean, I didn't say I liked it. It wasn't great, but
it was alright. It didn't irritate me as much as Deadpool did.
Of course, it didn't.
Deadpool is just downright irritating.
I mean,
If it's a small, low-level enemy, I should not have to hit it 50 fucking times.
Most hack and slashes are irritating anyways.
No, Dynasty Warriors, I walk up to a fucking low-level enemy, I hit it twice, and it dies. Done.
Yeah, but, I mean, you weren't upgraded. Once you got upgraded, you go back...
I was even upgraded.
Barely.
Eh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you brought it up, motherfucker.
I know I did, but we were talking Deadpool, so it might as well have come up.
You brought it up.
It was a collective.
I did not bring it up.
I know you didn't, because you don't know shit about it.
That's okay.
You could have had 2 days to play it if JJ would have just pushed through.
Yeah.
And then we'd have been able to hear you bitch about how shitty the game is.
I suck at video games anyways.
Oh, you would have hated it.
Yeah. it's not good. Just that's my opinion. I like Far Cry better.
I got it.
I haven't even beat Far Cry.
I took it back today. I'm not mad about it.
No?
I'm not. I mean, I played it for free. I'm not mad about it.
But you're mad that I have an opinion on it.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to.
No, he's just mad that you have the wrong opinion on it.
I guess if you're in it for the writing, you're going to enjoy it. If you're in it for a polished game that works and doesn't irritate the shit out of you, fuck you.
But let's be honest, who was into that game for a polished game?
I expect, if I'm giving them money, I expect a polished game.
You're not giving them money.
I know, but that's my point.
I didn't give them money.
If you're selling it, then...
I don't buy games anymore.
No.
Yeah, but you're special.
How am I special? I don't have no helmet.
I'm special.
Oh.
You judge.
Yeah. You ain't special.
I know I'm not special.
You're just a lucky faggot.
I'm not a lucky faggot. I don't suck dick.
I need to go by Best Buy tomorrow.
All right, you're a lucky pussy eater.
All right, I'll take that.
I need to go by Best Buy tomorrow to see if we got a Ouya display.
Apparently, I got a lesbian update, too.
Oh, yeah?
We got a lot of updates.
Well, let me just throw this out there. Apparently, there was some glitch where they're offering they had listed priced free $25 Ouya cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, $25 Ouya credit cards for free.
What is an Ouya?
You don't know what the Ouya is? The $100 open source console that runs on Android.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's out now.
I heard it's dog shit.
Well, I mean, it's. Like, you can't
the controller. Like, I watched a video on it, and it just kept making fun of the controller having to sync every 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's glitches, but I mean, did you really expect it to be end all be all great?
Again, if I give them money, I expect. You know,
it's $100, and it works.
2013.
It's gonna work well. The main push for me is I want it for a media center.
You have a media center. What can your Xbox
do? Not.
It can't do MKV.
Do not even call the 360 a media center.
It can't do MKV. That's the only thing it doesn't do.
The only thing it doesn't do is fucking stream my videos well.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't do it.
I stream videos every day. I watched Dexter earlier.
I know you do it.
It was terrific.
I don't like how it does it.
What do you
That's
mean?
That's why the whole reason I bought a PS3 is to make up for the media center streaming that the 360 is shit at.
It's not shit. It doesn't. What is your problem? What's
it's
wrong
shit.
With it?
It's
shit.
I'm gonna agree with Rock on this one.
I don't think it. I don't think that the Ouya has Bluetooth.
What have you had trouble streaming?
Huh?
What have you had trouble streaming?
I always have trouble streaming.
Like what? Maybe it's your connection.
No, it's not my it has nothing to do with the connection.
I don't have a problem.
It has to do with, I don't, first of
just
all,
wire it together and I won't read it.
First of all, setting up that media extender crap is just bonkers.
It takes a minute.
It's bonkers.
It's done. You put in the little code and it works.
Mine doesn't work.
It's bonkers.
I fixed yours.
I didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, the second you left, it went haywire again.
Well, it's your computer. It's not the Xbox. Tell you now, mine's been set up for a while. I don't have problems with it, ever. The only thing it doesn't do is .mkv files.
Good
That's
for
it.
You.
That's it.
Good for you.
I don't get it.
Now, guess what? The Xbox One just will do the exact same thing, upgraded. Thank
I'll,
you,
I'll
you
be
fucking
great.
Cocks that made them
I'll be terrific.
Backpedal.
No shit. And who has a PlayStation 3 controller? Really?
I used to when I had my PS3. But I don't know that it I don't think it has Bluetooth, so it wouldn't sync a PS3 controller.
Who cares? Fuck a PlayStation.
Who wants to use PS3? Who wants to use a PlayStation controller, period?
Like, what, you have one game that I want to play right now and that's it. Last of Us. Done.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, there's a couple other ones, but...
And, oh, yeah, by the way, I could watch it on YouTube to get the story.
I mean, I kind of want to get an Ouya just for the media of streaming and emulators.
Like, how shitty is it that I'm in the process of watching Last of Us on YouTube on my Xbox 360? Fuck you. It's on there. Look it up. It's there. But I don't know. It's a good
but,
time.
What did you think of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff?
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
So I don't care.
That's a new Marvel movie.
Okay.
And it had... What do you mean you don't care? It's got that Zoe Saldana chick in it.
Okay.
It's got Michael Rooker.
Okay.
You have my interest.
Benicio Del Toro, John C. Reilly, Dave Bautista.
No. Yay.
Yeah, you just lost my interest.
Might have to go outside, dummy.
Yeah.
Tony, it's going to be good.
Yes, she has. How about you argue with me?
Well, when's the last time you took a shit after you didn't eat for a while?
Yeah, no shit.
Because it happens to me all the damn time.
I think she needs to go outside. I hope she shits in its floor. That would be amazing.
With a big old worm.
Yeah, big old worm curled up in it. He's got to clean it. It'll be amazing.
I'm not touching it, though.
I'm not touching the worms. Neither
am
I.
I'm not touching it, though.
It's going to sit there.
And then he's going to be asking, which way did it go, George? Which way did it go?
Little worms crawling up on him as he sleeps. Like, oh, there's a tapeworm. That's a round worm.
What? Jeremy, why is my butt itch?
Never mind.
Hey, boy, why are you scratching your ass so much?
I don't know. It just itches.
Watching him try to do
things.
I was
sitting down trying to take a poo, and something smacked me in my cheek.
No, take her outside.
It's got dangling like a tail.
Do I have to cut the show off and yell at you?
No, from what I understand, that's really tough to get over when you gotta reach back and pull a tapeworm out.
Yeah, ooh. No.
I bet that.
And you feel it just kind of like slide out like it's
I bet that feels great. Meanwhile, it's flapping.
Yeah, and it moves. It doesn't stop moving until it hits air.
Right.
Can you imagine feeling that coming out?
I'm just I'm visualizing the me, myself, and Irene dildo scene.
I watched that. I watched that earlier today. It was terrific.
Oh, does it hold up well?
Yeah, it does.
Daddy got a goddamn butthole in his chest.
How are we doing out there, folks? Everyone still awake?
Where were we going?
I have no clue.
You were going to take us somewhere.
I think we were just finishing up Comic-Con, I think, overall, is what was happening in this first hour.
Comic-Con. If we're finishing up Comic-Con, I'm going to take one more look.
One more look at April O'Neil.
One more look.
Should we do, like, an early break, maybe?
The Nerd Hour.
It's the Nerd Hour?
Sunday nights. Midnight to 1 o'clock. It was an actual hour.
The Noids.
Punchy's going to get mad. Punchy's mad at us. I don't know why.
Apparently, he ain't been around for a while.
Why is he mad? Why
I don't know.
What do we do?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
He's already coming back inside.
I know. That dog has to shit. He's done.
Probably tired of your troublemaking antics.
Yeah.
Your troublemaking
I didn't do it this time. Well, yeah, I did. Never mind.
Damn hoodlum.
I don't know. I'm just happy that we're going to have a...
The hey. Trayvon Martin of 360 on 420.
I'm not dead, nigga. I'm alive.
He's alive.
I don't have hoodies up, motherfuckers.
I'm going to sleep.
All right, put her in a cage.
I'm in a gated community.
Yeah. All right. I said that really quietly.
Just come out of nowhere with it.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Look at that. Even the dog's better at getting over that shit.
But, that was a good night.
Yeah.
Now, your top 10 candies. Let's go.
Does it have to be? Can they be specific candy bars?
Snickers. No.
Ice cream Snickers. Snickers ice cream.
Yes, the ice creams.
Nutrageous.
Skittles.
Your ice cream bars are the shit.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I'm going off on Snickers ice cream bars.
Almond Joys.
I'm going with Nutrageous.
You like Nutrageous?
Nutrageous.
What about
especially frozen Nutrageous. Frozen Nutrageous is great.
I don't know. Frozen.
Like frozen Reese cups, period. Just put that down.
Yes.
Chilled Rolos.
Chilled Rolos.
Ooh. Chilled Rolos.
You know what's good with Rolos? Wrap them in bacon and deep fry them, sons of bitches.
Bacon wrapped.
He just
Rolos.
Took something to a different level right there.
He is on a whole new plane.
Yeah. I saw somebody the other day took a Nutty Buddy bar, covered it in cookie dough, right?
Yeah.
And then baked it.
Right.
And then cut it into bars.
Well, you can do that with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That looks good. That looked good.
You can take an Oreo and wrap it in cookie dough and bake it.
Does this justify me putting 10 questions in?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I just wanted to know for highlight purposes. Like, I'm not trying to piss anybody off or take digs at anybody right now.
Come on, where's the chat on candy?
Yeah, no shit. Isn't there fat people in the chat? Where you at,
where's
Hammy?
The chat on candy?
Where are you at, Cornax? I know you're fat, too. We're all fat. Just get over it.
I'm coming fast.
But, let's see here. I like candy. Let's see here. Should we... I think it's break time. What's that?
I think that's a good idea.
The fuck is this?
I don't know. But I want to remind the people listening to pay attention during this break, because I believe that's when we have the new promo.
Yeah. Rock piss.
Rockfish cures the following list if not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal arthritis, australis, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nipple pump, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, undecided penis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, cyanovirus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Schriever,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Andy here from Basically a Sports Show, airing Sunday nights from 8 to 10 only on morelikeradio.com, giving you your weekly fix of sports talk like no one else.
This is all great until the Sedin sisters are skating around with the cup next June, you know?
This Sedin sisters thing, it needs to stop.
I know, but I'm new to it. I just started this year.
It's a meatball fan thing to say. It's like...
The Sedin sisters.
It's because they're sick, because they're girls.
What?
Being a Southern California sports fan, I've heard from plenty of people that have moved down here that people in the East, whether it's Boston or New York, they just care about the sports more.
That's bullshit.
They're better sports fans because they care more.
But see, that's the thing. All the ones I've met, they don't care anymore. They're just
loud
and they swear a lot and they get really pissed off about stuff that just doesn't matter.
When has there ever been good NBA officiating? It's just bad officiating has been since the beginning of basketball, since Naismith put a fucking ball into a peach basket, some official made a bullshit call. You know, so
there was some guy off to the side calling a foul.
Right.
A bad foul right out of the gate.
Basically a sports show every Sunday night at 8, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from the Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do? Like a Saul Rolfs talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
The Cousin Joe Show.
What's my drink?
You cut.
Oh, he didn't even take him 20 seconds.
Did you fart my drink?
You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Oh, right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices his drink missing. That's what you did? You fucking pieces of shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are going to think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know. But you fucking...
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you.
I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch AJ, it. You play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420. only on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Hamill, host of Brain Stew Radio. I'm here at my local dive bar, and I'm here to talk about a problem everyone faces when they head out for a night of partying. Once in a while, I love a good drink with friends, but what happens when someone takes it just a little too far? Today, I'm going to show you different types of drunks so you know how to avoid them.
Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it, motherfuckers!
This is Mike Falcone. Recently, he gave up his straight-edge lifestyle after succumbing to peer pressure.
So my shit's boring as fuck.
The first sign that someone has had too much to drink is he or she will be stuttering and endlessly look out like they are daydreaming.
I'm not yelling!
Another sign is excessive random yelling. Random acts of song and dance is also a sign. No, he's not a High School Musical fan, but he could wind up raping a High School Musical dancer if the drinking continues.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so confrontational.
Near the height of their intoxication, sometimes drunks will apologize to you, even if they haven't done anything wrong. They still feel like they have done something wrong, besides being a drunk cock block.
No one's gonna say shit. What is this? I've still got fucking drink in here.
Finally, the worst and most obvious type of drunk is what I call the self-talker. The subject will have full-on conversations with themselves, not aware anybody is listening. Learn these warning signs before you go out with your girls or your boys, as it could possibly save your life or ruin your hookup. I'm Chris Hamill. Thanks for listening.
Please, I need a sword. I don't care what condition I'm in. I need a sword. Because you know what? How am I going to properly defend myself against gnomes?
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Dead babies.
Oh, yeah.
How are we doing tonight? We're doing good.
Doing great.
Yeah. Got a little Comic Con.
I think we had a great first hour.
Yeah.
It's solid. You know? It's like a candy. I want candy. Put it in a pile. Split it with my bitty 50-50 down the line. Kind of like Coast and Collins at the cavity kind. I'm talking licorice. Kisses talking chocolate.
Feeling good, man?
I want candy.
I got a sugar
tooth. Put on your shit. I want candy.
Candy.
MCP pants.
But, yeah, I liked it. Oh, shit. See, this is why that puppy goes in the cage, but now it barks. Yeah. But, it was a good first hour. I liked it.
More beer.
Yeah, feed it some beer. Fucking, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'll get to that.
Might calm her ass down. Who knows? She's not going to drink it from the can. That's not going to happen.
We're going to try again.
You're going to try and can feed her?
Yeah.
It's not going to work. I'm telling you now.
She keeps...
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work too well.
Yeah, no, she didn't like it.
Tatersop says we need a number so people can buy rock piss.
Yeah. I mean, there could be more done with that. There could be another rock piss promo made. Holy shit, she's actually drinking from the can now.
Yep.
All right. Let's get them wormies out of you. You want some more? Yeah.
Hold on.
I like a dog that drinks beer. See, the problem is we've needed a phone number for a long fucking time. The dog is drinking beer. It's amazing.
That is true. Maybe that's something we can think about investing in the future.
We've said that since day one. We should invest in a phone number. Yeah. I think they should be. I think listeners and people should be smart enough to use Skype. That's what I think. I'm just saying. No.
Yeah.
Or as you put it in your promos, and switch over from their old phones.
Yeah, their old phones. An old phone. It is an old phone. It's fucking dog shit. There's dog and worm shit now. I hope she sprays awesome. Diarrhea awesome. All over your shirt as you're feeding her beer.
Not my Coke shirt.
Oh. Now she's going to get frisky.
She going to like you.
Just the way I like them.
Yeah?
Young and drunk.
Well, Tater's here. How about, what were you mentioning before the show about some news, maybe?
Not news, but an update. I think second hour is going to be the second hour of updates, you know?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Update.
We got updates.
I've got a couple different updates. We're 21 for... Well, I think we should go with the update on the house first.
Update on the house. All right. I like it.
So, for 2 days straight, I get text messages from the girl, right?
Yeah. The house.
About how I need... The house.
Not the guy with
about
the
cane. About how I need to come see her. What's that?
Not the guy with the cane.
Very true. I'm fucking Lynn. Just saying. Now, after the second day, I kind of just straight break it to her. Look, lady, I don't have the gas money to come over and see you, right?
Yeah.
To even, I didn't, at the time anyway, make it, have the money to even get over there to have her pay me to go over there.
Yeah.
And so this time she hits me up and says, well, I have you some weed and I have money and I want to buy you dinner.
Like, what does dinner entail? Which, like, you know.
All you can eat buffet at Golden Corral.
She's going
to
eat
you know,
that.
She wanted to go somewhere, like, and sit down and eat, but I was like, no, we're going to do the drive-thru.
She's like, bitch, I'm not going into public with you. Fuck you.
I don't want to deal with a broken chair.
We could run into somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody I actually know and care.
And it would involve going to a town that I never go to, and that's how much I care.
What town is that?
Waynesboro.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
What's in Waynesboro?
Not much.
There's got to be a Chinese buffet.
Probably.
Oh, I'm sure. No. It's not that. It's that I know some like, next to no one in Waynesboro.
Ping Sings, Chung King.
Yeah. Hawk fuck you or some shit.
Fook me.
Well, no, I had her buy me some Wendy's.
Yeah? You got some ginger food.
Did
awesome.
Did you get the pretzel burger?
No, I got the triple.
Dude, the pretzel burger is fucking scrumdiddlyumptious.
I know you like it.
I like it. It's good shit.
That's why Leathers is on the no-carb diet.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
He's cheating with pretzel burgers.
I need bread, damn it.
Hell yeah. I don't know how you live on
fuck
no carb.
You. I need bread.
That's the biggest load of horse shit in the world.
Yeah.
You need carbs anyways for energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, for life.
It's the life force of fat
like,
people.
There, the simple fact that there is both spectrums of it. There is a diet that is no carb. There's a lot of diets that are no to low carb. But there is also a diet that is high carb.
Yeah.
Like, that right there should just tell you.
There's,
this
they have
bullshit.
No fucking clue
carbs.
What they're talking about.
You need carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I not feed you enough?
Nah, apparently not.
You want more?
I don't know what her problem is.
Damn, this chick's a violent drunk.
Yeah, she is. A violent little
so
shit.
So after that...
Yeah?
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
We drive back up to the parkway because that's a secluded area that I know that I could possibly sit with her and talk stupid shit.
Yeah.
For a couple hours.
No one's going to pull up. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Anyway, I'll keep going with the story.
When
I got in the truck, I took every comic book that I have here with me. For the sole sake, I was going to make her read comic books.
Just make her sit there and read?
Yeah.
I'm going to bore you to shit, bitch.
Well, because, you know, she is an okay person to talk to and everything, but she hates on a lot of things that I love. And I'm like, bitch, no. I feel socially obligated to make her love certain Batman things.
Yeah.
Because, like, the fact that she had never seen X-Men First Class, like, irritated the shit out of me.
Like, that was one of the better ones.
That was the best of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, we didn't even talk about that X-Men movie, but whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
I do, but Sentinels, yay.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and I have her reading through through some Batman comics and whatnot. And there's a car, like, you know, three or four parking spaces, for lack of a better word, over from us, right?
Yeah.
We're talking Batman. I start talking about Star Wars a little bit, and my apprehension for 7, 8, and 9. And out of nowhere, from the other car, I hear, "Are you gonna fuck that bitch or what?"
You gonna fuck that piggy or what, man?
And I go, like, "Excuse me?" And the dude kind of, like, slinks down in his car, like, "Oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud."
He's like, "Would you just stop making me edge over here? Fuck that fucking horse." Moo, motherfucker.
At that point, I'm like, "Fuck you. How are you going to try to cock block me when I'm talking about Star Wars? That's obviously way more important. You're talking to a guy who's, I guess, for lack of a better word, on a fucking date right now with a car full of comic books. Do you think my penis is coming out of my pants tonight? I don't think so."
I hope you like jerking off to Storm, asshole. Does Cyclops get it on for you?
But yeah, she gave, and then she ended up handing me
$50. $50?
You're such a fucking whore.
Yeah. You're a fucking man whore.
But the best part of all of this is, before I'm walking out the door to even go, right, my mom stops me, and she says, you know, she goes, "Well, you're going to need gas money, so here, take my credit card and put a little bit of gas in the car." I said, "Oh, okay, that's cool." And she told me that, you know, like, she goes, "Do you need cash for anything?" And I, like, kind of chuckled.
Why, yes,
like,
I do. You want.
Not only are you a whore, well, you're a double-dipping whore.
Fuck you, dude. No. I'm like, I go, "Well, I mean, the only thing I need cash for is weed, and I don't really want to take money from you to buy drugs."
Right.
And she goes, "Well, maybe that girl has some." And I told her, you know, like, usually she does have some. I'm hoping that maybe she can give me some to bring home. And she goes, You're pimping yourself out for weed, Robert."
Your mom was right.
You've pimped your quasi-wife out for weed before, so what's the difference?
Now, were you saying quasi as a quasi-moto, or?
Well, it's...
Never mind.
Duality of meaning.
You've got the dog's, like, happy jump drunk. Now she's chewing your phone.
No, she isn't.
Don't you have a lesbian update, sir?
I have a lesbian update. This is becoming a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
See? Rock called it.
Let's see here. Where do I start?
Beginning.
At the beginning, they work together, right? And superior, you know, she's assistant. That one's just a worker. So she just started calling and talking
to her.
So
there's some, like, naughty power struggle play going on.
Power struggle play, exactly. But anyways, she called and talked to her before the other show about an hour and a half of just talking and, like, telling her entire life. And, you know, I don't know because I wasn't in the conversation, but apparently she wants to have a threesome. And she's...
Let's be honest, it's not exactly a threesome she wants.
No, it's... The update's going to handle that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Like, she... They had the conversation the other day, and then when we went off the air, you know, it was whatever. It wasn't really going to happen. The old lady wasn't in on it. They called and talked again, and, you know, just talking about work and talking about this and talking about that, and... Apparently, it got brought up that she wants to watch me fuck her, like my old lady, from behind while I'm pulling her hair, and then she wants to get under and lick my balls and her pussy at the same time.
All right. All
so
right.
That's been brought up. That's how supposedly it's going to start. and then it's going to go places, and she's explained to her what she would do. And I kind of heard some of it. No, it's going to be a threesome. Like, my dick's going to get sucked. I'm going to fuck her. There's no... If it happens. Well, days go by.
I love that.
It's going to be. Yeah. See, look. Tater Top misses...
You're just getting angry, I think.
Tater Top misses one episode, and this is a doozy. But, so the old lady's talking to this lesbian, and the lesbian's telling her, you know, she enjoys working with her, and she doesn't want to work other shifts with other people, blah-de-blah-blah-blah, and that she's stalked our Facebooks and looked at all of our pictures and apparently has no problem with me, like still wants to fuck me after looking at my fatness. And
yeah, because you do have body shots on there, right?
Yeah, like I don't have any Facebook magic shots on there. Like, there's all me. But we get to today, and she's still calling, still bringing it up, and stating, like, she brought it up. She was like, look, it's just gonna get weird at work. I don't want to do this. You're gonna make it weird at home too. She's like, oh no, don't worry, he'll want me to come back. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So I finally see a picture of this chick. Yeah, I'm not interested anymore.
No?
I'm not really that interested.
What's she look like?
I'll pull it up. Hold on. I'm not going to put this anywhere. Oh. Fuck y'all. But, yeah, let's just say that she's definitely a lesbian. There's no doubt about that. We'll just
can't even put it in the Skype?
I might be nice enough.
He's not on
the
Skype call.
Well, Rock might. No, Rock won't be able to. I don't want this in the chat room. I can tell you that.
I know that.
I can't remember her fucking name.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me get the phone. Amazing. That'll have it on there.
Amazing. I'm thinking she wants to go outside.
There it is.
Are you thinking that?
I'm thinking she wants to go outside. She's over laying next to the door. I gotta pee. I drank too much beer.
It's possible.
We had a break for that, didn't we?
Well, she didn't start drinking until after the break, so... Give her...
I know, I was just giving it to me.
She's a lightweight.
I could have just went to messages. I'm sorry.
One of these days, I'm gonna bring my own dish. Just... Here, drink.
But here you go. Here. Here's some fojotos.
Fojotos?
Fojotos. Oh, yeah. You see? Oh, yeah. Look, it gets worse. Yeah, there's a dog, and there's a kid. And yeah, this is the one that I'm like, eh-eh. All
right, here, I'm going
to... No, like, that's the one.
I'm going to take her out.
Let me try and find a decent one, and I'll DM it to you.
Describe it to the rest of us who aren't sitting in the same room with you.
All right, well, she's got some alright eyes. The nose is a little weird. She's got some cheekas, but she has these pictures of her with short hair where you could tell she's butch. And I'm not talking the good-looking butch either. Like, just not...
Oh, like... You're debating on whether or not there might actually be a strap-on at all times?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Here, let me,
Like, that's a really good analogy.
Do you have your, Twitters up?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I can have it.
Well, I'm gonna DM this to you, and you put it in Skype chat. That's the one...
Okay.
I just DM'd it to you. That's the one that I'm a little...
You're apprehensive about?
Yeah. And then, like, I'll send you the picture that I'm like, that's not bad.
All right. Gotta go into the instant messages on the Twitters.
And then this will be...
I have a lot of instant messages on the Twitters.
This will be the second ones. The second one's the one where it's like, eh, okay, you know, maybe I'll put my balls on your face. But, you know, look, Tater Tot's lost. Yes, the old lady has a coworker that's a full-on lesbian that wants to come in and have a threesome with us. And did you hear that? I'm assuming you saw that picture where I went,
That was me looking at the first one.
Yeah. Then there's the second one.
I have to close it and open it again, I think.
No, live listeners do not get to see. Not today, not tomorrow.
No, negative.
No. No.
I can describe it a little better, I think. At least this first picture. The first picture looks like if Tinkerbell gained weight, joined the military, and became a lesbian.
It's funny you say that. She is in the military. No, it's not
that. Yeah, okay, the second one.
It's not that.
The second
one's kind of fuckable.
Kind of, but she's got some weird, like, eye sinkage going on.
What do you mean? Like, they aren't synced up?
Just from that, from that angle, I guess it's because her cheeks are chubby.
Yeah. But she's not fat. Like, she's kind of little. Let me see if I can give you another.
Well, I get that. I'm just saying she's got the chubby cheeks, so it makes her eyes look like they're sunken a little bit more than they actually are.
Yeah.
And then with the with the thin nose.
Yeah, that's like, all right. Here's one with a baby in it. Disregard the baby, but you know.
Yeah. All right. Now I'm gonna put these in.
Hopefully not the trend. No, it's not that, goddammit. She's not fat. You're getting close.
No, she's not fat. I can tell.
Yeah, she's not fat by in any way. But no, it ain't that bad either. It's questionable.
No, it is not fucking that. That's funny though.
Yeah, I sent you another one with the third one. But yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, just kind of causes, you know, like, it's okay, you only get so many chances to have a threesome in your life, you know?
That is very true. And I mean, and hey, okay, I'll put think of it in this mindset, okay, dude? You would want your old lady to be the hottest one in the room anyway.
Yeah, and that's even off of that picture, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. With that in mind, sure. But I don't know.
With keep that and what you said, you only get so many shots.
Yeah. You only get so many shots at having a threesome, and like, she hasn't met me and wants to suck my dick. Like, that just kind of perturbs me a little bit, you know? Like, I don't know. You know?
Well, it's not like you're marrying her. She's gonna come over and have sex with you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, some
as long as she's clean, you should be fine.
But that's the problem that I'm fucking talking about. She's had conversations about what she's done in her life, and I'm not, like, completely okay with some of the things that I've heard, you know? Like, okay, this would not be...
And that third picture, by the way, says that the content is not available to me.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. It's not a racial thing, but it is because of some of the things she said she's been with. Yeah.
She's licked the Snickers.
Yeah, she's licked a Snicker. But it's also like she hasn't, like, this is not the first time she's run this deal, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, she's gotten with other couples and been that girl. You know, where she's
okay.
Just
I mean, there. She's good at it.
Yeah, she did say that I would ask for her to come back. And yeah, that was the other thing. Tater Tot says I think that will cause issues in a relationship. But yeah, but I'm confident that I don't want anything to do with that besides just smashing and trashing it. You know, I'm confident I don't want to leave my
old
lady.
Your issue does come in the fact that she works with the girl.
Yeah, that's the big issue. But, like, as far as, like, me wanting to leave my old lady for her or vice versa, her leaving me for that, really? Yeah. Yeah, no.
I think you both were dumb.
It's really not too pretty.
No. That's another thing. Like, is the old lady wanting to do this? I think if you got both of us drunk enough, we'd probably have some fun. But I don't know. Because we've always had the discussion. You know, this isn't her first, you know, foray into lesbian activities.
No.
That's right. I got a fly swatter now, you little bitch. Get near them wires. But,
I think of it this way. If you're willing to do this one and you behave yourself with it, okay? Like, I know you're going to have that moment, and I'm not trying to be mean with it, but you can't just be a dick about it once it happens. You've got to be good in case a better-looking one comes along, and you go, well, I was good for the first one.
What says I'm not good for this one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like,
you know what you're going to get in return.
A blowjob, and that's about it.
No, I mean, you know what, not...
That's only because she doesn't want to do
not
it.
Not in return. You know what you're going to get the next time is, like... When you say, well, I was good for the first one, why not this one? Well, that chick is way hotter.
Yeah.
And she'll say that.
Yeah.
She'll acknowledge.
That'll be the point that she brings up. She
said, that chick is way hotter. I don't trust you not to do anything.
Like, I think that's her whole reasoning in it, is she realizes that neither one of us really want that, but we both kind of want to do that. Because, like, when you were outside, I was like, you only get so many shots at a threesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And you either take them or... But then again, I don't want to get in there and we both have herpes simplex 18 now, you know? And then we both have it.
Yeah,
and fuck that.
If it's 18, I don't know what I can do for you there.
Yeah, it doesn't wash off. Like, I don't know if I want to lick her pooter, you know? And I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to. Like, I don't know.
The thing is, the best case scenario for a three-way is not being with one of them. You know, not being in a relationship with one of them.
Yeah, see, that's not going to
happen. That's where the complications come in.
Well, the more complicated that they work together.
And I'll say, I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. It's really not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
But
it could be fun with the right ones, though.
Well, yeah, with the right ones, I'm sure. It could be a whole lot better than what I've experienced.
That's like saying, yeah, there are people who win the jackpot in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it does take the right blend, but...
rock piss.
Damn right. But I'm thinking Simplex 18, you need direct from the source, and I don't really want to pee on you.
Fair enough.
I'd at least get a discount, I'd hope.
Yeah, certainly. If nothing,
a
discount,
for
no other reason,
both of you won't be looking.
For no other reason than the free advertising.
But I mean, do I kind of want to do it? Sure. Like, again, just for nothing else to say that I did it. But
I think
I'd have to sit down and like talk to this chick first. I don't think it could be like, oh yeah, she's coming in. We go straight.
Go through
the
interview.
Yeah, she's
an interview process.
Yeah. She's got to be able to take a bong hit.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's not uncommon for you to kind of, for lack of a better word, demand her get tested before anything.
Yeah. Well, it's not uncommon for me to be like, you know what, fuck this shit, it's not happening.
I'll say this, it is. I'm not saying it's not something you shouldn't experience.
Would you? Like, all right, yeah, I'm saying you have a girl, all right? You've been with her for a while, and that one wants to come in and play for a night. Would you?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No.
It's not...
I'd take a moment to consider, because there is that thing when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
When you're with somebody, if the threesome comes up, the third wheel, we'll call.
Yeah.
We'll say the third wheel needs to be a downgrade. It cannot be an upgrade.
I made that point earlier.
Yeah, you did.
It has to be a downgrade. Cannot be an upgrade. If it's an upgrade, then it'd be like with my last chick, it'd be like me walking into Hooters to eat dinner with her, because that apparently was something that couldn't happen. Like, I took her to Hooters once, and we walked in, we got our water, and she was just bugging out. We had to leave. We had to leave because she was all, oh,
They got their teeth popping out. They look better than I do.
I'm sitting there like, well, maybe that one, but not the one that's coming to our table every 5 minutes.
See, like, we've always had the discussion. We had the discussion very early in the relationship because she had, you know, that time in her life where she licked box and someone licked her box. And it was someone that I knew and kind of wanted to fuck too. Don't want to now, just saying. But, like, we had the discussion of what would be allowed, what would not be allowed. Would this ever happen? And she goes, yeah, it would if the right one came along. I don't think this is the right one.
Okay. Now, I think the real... Now, the next factor I want to bring up to you is, does... It really comes down to if she wants to do it, you know?
Well, that's what it always comes down to.
After talking to her today, she kind of... I think she's kind of interested in it. I really do.
Then
like
you might have to, for lack of a better word, dude, take one for the team.
Yeah, but that's my pussy.
Because you want her to be happy and get things that she wants.
Yeah, but
that
I...
That way you get things
I
that
could
you
totally
want.
Put the foot down and be like, you know what? I don't think so. It's not right. Because I... And I did. As soon as I saw a picture of her... I was like, eh.
Well, I mean, from your perspective...
Mm-hmm. Is that shallow and jaded? Sure.
From your perspective, what exactly are you losing by agreeing? I mean...
By letting
you,
him fuck?
You don't have to fuck her. I mean, that's part of the rules. You're not going to get to.
Yeah. Well, like that got thrown out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't get to that yet.
No.
Apparently had the conversation of she doesn't want to be involved if I'm not involved. Because she doesn't... Her viewpoint was she doesn't want to make anybody jealous, so she just involves everybody.
Well, then just do it and be. And then when she gets down, when the third chick comes around and says, "All right, it's time, it's my turn," you'd be like, "You know, I'm really not comfortable with that."
Yeah. Why don't you just lick my balls?
Right.
Just go ahead and whack my bag a little bit.
Then all it comes down to is. You fucking your old
but
lady,
like, dude, this,
and then getting your dick sucked by some other random.
This is the thing, though, all right? Like, if this chick is that freaky, that this is not the first time she's done that, and this is not that, she's going to try and do things that I don't want done. You understand what I'm saying? Like, fuck it, like...
No, you just...
Like, finger in the butt?
No,
get where you're going.
You get where I'm going, because what I'm saying is, like, her first thing that she said is she envisioned me and the old lady... Fucking doggy style, and I was pulling her hair. So that means that she could possibly come up behind me and try and stick her tongue in my butt or a finger in my butt, and I don't want that. Like, I'm just... I think I have to make it...
You wouldn't let a girl lick your butthole?
Fuck no. Fuck right. No.
Here's the trick. Make sure you just took a big old shit and don't wipe.
Get near that, bitch.
You have a couple people there.
In that case, you do that, she'll get freaked out, you will have said, be able to say that you've had the experience, and she will get up and walk out the door.
Then they have to go to work with each other.
What are you going to do if you do implement that strategy and she still licks your asshole?
Oh, yeah. Then you know she's a freak.
Then you just turn around and say, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of my damn house.
Yeah. Use the window, bitch. Fuck the door.
I'm sorry. Are you from now on, you will stay behind me. Cause
well,
I don't.
Then again, like, what if we do it and it's like some of the funnest sex we've ever had?
Then you, in that case,
and then we're stuck with this third wheel.
And then you'd have to make sure she licked box first.
I can tell you right now, my old lady ain't licking box.
No, other way around.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna say
it'd have to be that, and then your dirty asshole.
Yeah, I've heard the explanation of how her first time went, and yeah, it's she didn't lick box. She was the one that was receiving.
Well, yeah.
But the way I mean, it how many chances? Corn eggs, how many chances have you had it? Never mind. Burn.
Well, let's adjust the question. How many chances have you had at a twosome?
Do hands count?
No, twosome.
Well, there's two of those.
That's a onesome. A lonesome onesome.
I love being an asshole.
I was by myself.
It's okay. I'm familiar with the lonesome onesome. I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah.
All by myself.
Nobody was looking.
That was the
though, did I mention?
Ding 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 ding. How about myself?
Wow. Okay, so now that we've all discussed it, how are you feeling about the lesbian now, bro?
Hesitant. Honestly, okay, hesitant.
Well, I mean, that's normal with a new thing.
Like, interested? Because, again, I'm fucking over 300 pounds, fat as shit, and I'm with a chick that I've been with for this, you know, last whatever. So, is that a no-arms dude driving?
Yeah, it is.
That's fucking awesome. I'm sorry, TV distracted me.
I'd be more impressed if it was a stick shift.
Yeah. He just rubs his head on it. But I think it'll be an ongoing story. How about we put it that way? Like I don't think
so. It's gonna be a series event.
Well, yeah, and like the thing is, there's another lesbian there, right? And those two should have hooked up, but they're not gonna, because one of them's black and one of them's white.
That's like saying I only know two gay dudes. They should be together.
They should be. More for them, less for me. That's what I'm saying. But I don't. I mean, like I'm confident.
A few times JJ's okay for less for him.
I'm very confident it won't affect the relationship because, again, like we got a strong relationship anyways. So I don't think there'll be any problems there. I just think it's going to be really awkward. Like after they won't be able to work together. It's just not. It's not going to happen. I don't know.
Now, do you think that the third party is going to get let go?
What do you mean let go? Oh, as far as like gone?
Yeah.
My bet is she turns into Nutso 2.0.
Yeah, that won't go away.
We have such chemistry, us three.
Yeah, we used to be together, all three of us.
That's why you make sure not to do it at your home.
I'm not renting a goddamn hotel room for this. Fuck that.
Make her do it.
So wait, you're a cheap fat guy?
Yeah, fuck that.
Make her do it. Then all you have to spend is gas.
Yeah, fuck that. Cornex says the only two dudes I know are gay, and I only just found that out because he came out of the closet and is one of them.
It's because you're queer.
And the other one is Bubba Matt.
When's the baby due, Cornex?
Huh? More importantly, which one's carrying it?
Well, I mean, Cornex has the stomach.
Cornex has got the womb.
Cornex has the womb for it.
Them chow burn hips.
Let's be honest. Little Matt is more manly than Cornex.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ow.
I'm hurt by that one.
I'm not. It's fucking Cornex.
I like Cornex.
Do you?
I like Cornex.
So do I.
Do you?
I like Cornex.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
He's one of the good ones.
I like Cornex.
Do you?
That boy's got a pretty mouth.
I'm not going there. I like Cornex.
I want to pee on Kells just to piss Cornex off.
Now there's a thought.
Yeah? He got really irritated with some dude today because he was honing in on his shit.
Same day, or same shit, different day. You know, how many times has he gone off on somebody because some dude thinks he's a Mac and can?
He's a
talk
white.
Shit.
He's an internet white knight.
Very.
What happened to white knights, Cornex?
Very
left into a
Twitter chivalrous
in a warehouse. Yeah.
Yeah, has a Halls in Seattle has a good picture behind, like that has like the internet, you know, white knights, tick 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 tick, you know, the little tick things, you know.
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis. Yes. Go check that out. So
wow.
Like,
that was a good one.
Yeah. The collective is. Should I or shouldn't I? This is my question.
Dude, we can't tell you whether you should or shouldn't. That is completely in y'all's two's boat.
I think we're going to have to get drunk with each other first. I'm going to tell you right now, alcohol is going to be involved.
Have you met and interacted with this girl?
No. Okay. No. I've talked
to her. That should be your next step.
I've talked to her on the phone twice just to answer.
Maybe she's cool.
Possibly. Could be. Who knows? Maybe she comes over with an ounce of weed and we just get high all night. That would be fantastic. I'm down. You can suck my dick now, bitch.
And then JJ's okay to be pimped out.
Fuck you. You did it.
And then I will no longer be able to sit on this couch.
It ain't happening on the couch.
What's been on the couch?
Can I get that in writing?
Yeah. I can assure you there's nothing going to happen on that couch.
Nothing further.
In fact, out of the entire time that we've had it, twice. Once over there and once over here.
I can deal with that. That's
there's
fine.
A cover on it.
Whatever. I can deal with it.
Tater sure. says she wouldn't do it. She says her friend did it and they were cool at first, but it caused issues. I don't think I have that type of relationship where it'll cause an issue. Because we'll just be like, look, bitch, you need to take a walk. don't come back or we will shoot you. We will Trayvon your ass.
Too soon? No.
Fuck you. It's a week later. Actually, it's a good year later.
I said no.
Fuck that. Trayvon jokes are in.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Fucking nigger. Dead nigger. Dead niggers.
Hey, man.
Speaking of dead niggers.
Old ladies on Facebook.
I have a T-Roy update.
T-Roy.
T-Roy Shrevra.
That won't be too appropriate coming soon. Uh-oh. And stick with this story and you'll find out. You know how we here at 360 on 420 and our loyal listeners have all been doing a mental countdown to September, right?
Yeah. 2 months.
You might want to stop.
No!
What?
Yeah.
No!
Is he reneging?
I know! In the stupidest T-Roy way possible.
Oh my god. Did he fuck the sink and actually count that as not being a virgin anymore? Has it assimilated?
No. Well, it's certainly grown a nice adolescent asshole by now.
Boy sex.
All right. What? Continue.
Well, the original... All the original suicide pact or whatever, you know, was based on the fact that he keeps having a recurring dream that he feels is prophecy.
A prophetic dream.
Yes.
Okay.
And in this, if he doesn't find a mate by the time he's 30, he will have to die by his own hand.
Okay.
All right.
Now, he is taking the liberal interpretation or a liberal interpretation bit on this one, and he's gonna die by his own hands, but not physically.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Xbox One.
So hold on, it's not gonna be physically. Like, what is that? Just. Is it the end
it's
of his...
It's going to be legally.
What?
Legally?
How do you legally kill yourself?
Well, he's not going to legally kill... Well, he's going to change
Let's
his
be
name.
Honest. Is suicide illegal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you be charged with it?
No. Well, if you
not
don't
if you're
succeed...
Yeah. Well, yeah, but let's... Obviously, if you're not successful, it's not suicide.
All right. So, like, that, you're telling me that's just going to be the end of his morals?
No. He's still going to be weird and creepy. It's that now he doesn't have to, quote-unquote, kill himself, which is what he was afraid he was going to have to do.
So he's basically turning it into, like, a suicide by cop thing? where he...
No, that would be fun. But no, what he's going to do is he's going to legally change his name.
What? Oh, he's... Oh. Oh. Oh, that is... Oh.
That's gay. I haven't heard anything more gay.
Oh, you
gay
haven't
in my
heard
life.
The new name.
Such a letdown.
Oh, my God. This is so gay.
I gotta hear this. What is Troy Marshall Drew going to kill himself and change his name to?
Plague Stone Worm.
Oh my God, are you a superhero?
Plague Stone Worm. Plague Stone Worm.
And how
was that Twitter account made yet?
How does anyone think? How does anyone think that is worth doing?
Well, that's his dragon name.
That's his dragon name is Plague Stone Worm.
Plague Stone Worm.
Yeah, but Worm with a Y, you know.
Worm.
To be cool.
Oh. Oh.
Like, do his friends just call him Shriever? Like, how does Shriever fit in?
Shriever is, yeah, that was effectively his pet name. That was more of like his vampire name.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Just when you think it can't get any more infuriating, he comes and hits us with Plague Stone Worm.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish.
Murder him.
I'm going to finish the rest of those beers.
And then drive through his house.
By the end of this show. I'm going to find an empty 2-liter bottle. I'm going to fill it. I'm going to drive over there.
Rock this.
And I'm going to cure this motherfucker.
I don't think...
And by cure, I mean kill.
It would be
by dumping it on him.
It would be a modern-day miracle.
That's how... I mean, you know damn well, if I dump a 2-liter of piss on him, he's gonna die.
His brain will just explode. Yeah.
He'll go into immediate shock.
Kornak says, Plague Stone Worm. That sounds like the name of a mediocre, terrible hair metal band. Yeah, So, we don't get suicide, we get Plague Stone Worm.
Metaphorical suicide.
Man,
yeah.
we
metaphorical.
We totally should have kept this bit up and then just dropped this on him in September. Well, he killed himself. Instead, he's now known as Plague Stone Worm.
Trevor is no more. T-Roy is no more.
Now he's Plague Stone Worm. Now I gotta change that promo I just made.
And we gotta figure out what the acronym PSW actually means.
Yeah. What the fuck? And,
I'm not quite done.
I kind of figured so.
He says that he needs my help to help him figure out how he's going to write it.
Write what?
The name.
Like the signature?
Not just the signature, but the spacing and what should be capitalized and what shouldn't be capitalized.
What? He should be more concerned with how to tie a rope or start a fire or fucking get AIDS. That's what he should be concerned with. Fucking spelling and grammatical spacing. Fuck you. You're
just
so
learn how to dive.
Vintage 360 on 420.
Fuck, man.
JJ and T-Roy going at it over grammar.
This fails to be grammar. It's just
how fucking
terrible.
Pathetic can you fucking be?
And he has a multiple choice of selections.
Oh, of course he does.
D, get AIDS.
Tell him we'll do a poll.
Okay, what's A?
See, that's where I'm going with this, is that I was talking to him online, and
can
he
call
goes,
the
well...
Wednesday night synopsis?
Shh.
We're being bad. Continue.
So,
dead babies.
He starts telling me the different options. But he goes, you know what? Never mind. I'll just wait till next time you come over here, and you have to see it for yourself.
So seeing it's going to be a lot better than fucking going, my name's Plague Stone Worm.
Don't forget, I need a DM for that.
That's like something my puppy shits out its ass.
I require an invite for this trip.
like,
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, you can do it. He likes me.
Cornax says, find a way to make it read as either Plaguestone Worm or Pedophile.
It's roughly about the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pedophile Shrievera, what's W?
But yes, he was saying Wanker? That it's the death of Troy Marshall Drew and the rebirth of Plaguestone Worm.
God, he is way too fucked up in the head.
What I want to know is why can't we adopt China's policy of just killing somebody that's that retarded? Like, that's what they do.
So
they,
what I'm going to do
he's
is...
He's not technically
a
girl.
When I go read this... Oh, go ahead.
Prove it.
He's not technically a girl.
Prove it.
I mean, granted, he has just reproduced, but...
But how do you know he wasn't carrying it? But,
Is that his water breaking? Is that what we saw?
Yeah, that's what it is. He just never cleaned it up. He had... When I go to see the list that he's written out, because he told me he wrote it both in print and in cursive.
What's the fucking difference?
They look different.
No one cares!
One's going to have to be forms and one's going to have to be for signatures.
You know what?
So
they
both have to look good.
Well, you fuck with them and you say one looks good in print and the other and another one looks good in cursive. You're like, well, there's really no distinguishing. Like, there's no argument here. This one's better here. This one's better here. You can't do both.
Would you help me do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. Yes.
Because then it's like, it's not just me, dude. Radio judge is saying it, too.
Yeah.
He's never wrong.
Never. Never.
And you know he's on your side.
Hey, man, I mean, like, oh, yeah. This is what it is. Now, There's no other way.
Yeah.
Now, you don't see it this way, you're stupid.
Now, I see here you spelled worm wrong.
You're going to go to... it should be with an I. Worm. How? Like, how do you interpret
start
a dream...
That bit. I just say you spelled pedophile wrong.
Like, how do you turn a dream catcher around so that just puts suicidal thoughts in his head? That's what I want to know. Can we do that? Where's the bitch?
Very upset because there was a death in the old folks' home.
There's a death in the old... Which of his fucking geriatric friends died?
I don't remember the name, but it was like one of the Gilbert Grape people.
Gilbert, where's Arnie?
Yeah, he said that they had to take the door off to get him out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So Gilbert Grape's mom died again.
Well, it's more like, I guess, Gilbert Grape's dad.
Right. Didn't they burn... Shouldn't they have burned it down? You know? Burn it down instead of getting out? I don't know.
And Plaguestone Worm's missing him, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, he really went over there and smelled his fat rolls every other day.
He said... He enjoyed, because they talked about wrestling.
That's about what I think about that.
I think it's because he misses you, JJ. He was a fat guy, talked about wrestling a lot.
Yeah. He doesn't miss me. Well, he could.
Why is everyone that picks on me gone out of my life?
Hey, he's about due. She caught a nigga and be like, what's up, man? Need anything?
Wait, do all four... Well, the day that dog can go to, all four of us will roll over there.
We'll He'll do
have
the
a
show over there.
Four people in his house.
Let's bring the board and do the show over
there.
Set
up the show at his house.
We'll just, wouldn't be that hard. Without even telling him. We'll just bring this shit. And
just
like,
walk in.
What the fuck are you guys doing? We're doing the show.
Yeah, right now.
Oh, you can't do that? No, we're doing it. Sit in that fucking corner.
But it's Wednesday.
We... nigga. Right after the red.
Yeah.
You know he'd run and go get his dad.
Yeah. He won't get out of my house.
Fuck it. There's four of us.
What is he going to do? Call the loony police?
So look, one of us would just grab the shotgun.
Then we could wait for the cops to come up and try and explain to him. And right. Just watch him try and explain to him. And we're standing there with a microphone.
I'm sorry, officer, you had to be called here. This is an intervention.
Yeah. See the microphones? It's on air.
We're currently searching
That'd
for...
That'd be the second time police were live on More Like Radio.
Well, we've already found what we're looking for.
That's a really good idea. We might have to do that.
I'm in.
Somebody bring some child porn on a USB stick. We'll just put it on there.
Just Trojan horse that motherfucker on there. He's got it, motherfucker. Got it. Look.
It's right there. I found it. I mean, I could bring some pictures.
I know you got pictures.
Yeah, but those were unsolicited.
Yeah. Like, yo, that chick only 16, yo. You'd be like, fuck that shit. I'm only going for 12 and 13-year-olds. That bitch too old. Trust me, officer. I want them younger. Fucking faggots.
You know you can get away with it, too. Is you get over there and you put something else beside... You put the kiddie porn on the USB and then something else that you actually want to... Like, that he would want you to put on his computer. That's all it would take.
What, like child porn?
Oh, like a Nine Inch Nails song that he doesn't have. Like, hey, man, I'll bring it over. Put it on
there.
It's
like, dude, I'm bringing over something for you. It's a gift. Call it a gift. Yeah. I found it.
We can only play it on your computer, and don't worry about playing it through this. Oh, shit. See, now I don't know what
to
do.
You write some low-level virus that he doesn't know how to get rid of, and it just continuously spams it on his desktop.
It's like, oh, man, my computer knows exactly what I want.
See, what do we do now? Do we throw out? Do we keep? Because like,
no, we got to throw. We still got to throw.
We
out.
We still got to throw out.
Yeah, we still got to do. We still got to throw out.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to make sure because like now, it's pretty much like, unless the show, if the show isn't up, it's because I'm being an asshole about it now, because there's no more restrictions.
And that makes my job so much easier.
Oh yeah, and we need listeners to tell us what old shows they want us to put up.
There you go. What old show? Like, I got to thinking about one. We should probably put up the Drunk Hammy one. That would be a good one.
Yeah, we have to edit it and shit, but yeah.
Like, Drunk Hammy would be a good one.
Some of the ones they haven't heard, like that random Wednesday show.
Yeah.
We did After the Red.
Yeah. Say classic episodes. But, because More Like Radio has a new place for downloads. Hold on, let me pull it up so I make sure I get this right. It's brand new. We switched it up, and now you...
World better things.
Yeah, now there's no more limits, and we can fucking upload what we want.
I see.
Now, here's my question. How long until everybody finally gets this right?
Yeah, just when everybody got it right and wasn't having a problem with it, they go and fucking do all this shit.
We have a Hammy meltdown and everything changes.
Yeah. Like, fuck it, it's not taking the logo. I'm getting rid of everything.
New girth, bitch.
Oh, shit, why can't I find the new one? I think it's more like radio.org. Like, you can go to the old one.
You want to know what it's called?
Yeah.
It's called Bluehost.
Well, I know it's Bluehost, right. But it's no. It used to be podcast.brainstewmedia.com.
Oh, wow.
360 on 420 on Facebook. I shared the link to it.
Yeah.
Go do that, motherfucker.
See, that's why Doc's a good producer right there.
Yep. But it's more like radio.org, I'm pretty sure, takes you to the downloads. If not, more like radio.com/downloads will definitely get you there. But there's going to be a change. So, podcast people, if you, like, subscribe, I don't know how that shit works, but if you're subscribed to it, you're going to have to change your shit.
Gotta subscribe to the new one.
Yep.
The old shit ain't updating no more.
Yep. It's going to update till the middle of August, from what I understand. But, you know what? I'm going to fucking...
Thanks for listening.
Hold on. I'm gonna throw the rock piss in there, because the rock piss fucked up. I didn't get the first part of it in there. Like, it fucked up because I had it down. So, I'm gonna throw the rock piss in there again so everyone can hear it again because we fucking worked on it and did all
that. Hallelujah, we're gonna get saved.
Yeah, live people, you'll hear it again.
You pour it on your anal warts, bitch.
Yup. tinyurl.com/morelikeradio tees, MLR tees, sorry. Get you a fantastic new shirt. AdamandEve.com, deal 48. And whoever works on sponsors, let's get on this shit and get some more. Come on. But we'll be back after this with some more live bullshitting. Holla, download niggas.
More beer.